Hey, good morning. 5 a.m. That's your strong show. Hope you're doing well. Yeah, it's not 5 a.m. I admit it. Still getting over to vacation, staying up late, studying too much. But trying to get my perfect day. Great dog. Dog's like, yeah. Anyway, hey, so today's topic is, high performance teams, velocity. Is velocity the right metric? I say it's not. It's an okay metric. But I got a better one for you, and it's related to value and something we'll talk about for high-performing teams because it caps out at some point in time. So I want to share that with you today. And this is 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach, and we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way so you can bring value to the customer. Not work crazy hours. Get home to family and friends. Have fun and work and home and enjoy life, whether you're working crazy hours or whatever. So what am I talking about? So a lot of question about what's a measurement for high performing teams, velocity. So I got my little trusty whiteboard out. I gotta move the camera over a little bit. Okay, because there's a big dog sitting right here sleeping, staring at me with one eye. Got one eye on me all the time. Okay, so right. So we have our velocity. In theory, I mean, unless you change the way you measure. So we talked yesterday about automation, getting what you work in 70 hours done in less than 40, right? And automation and all that kind of stuff, working on the right thing. But however, at some point in time, your average velocity theory will balance out. So if you have a velocity over time, you might get a chart where it goes up and then it kind of just levels out, right? But you're still producing stuff. So what does this metric give you? Well, over time, the velocity metric, velocity over time, right? Over time, it's not as valuable. Are we still producing? It's a great metric for helping you to establish your capacity, right? So you don't overcommit. So this is great for making sure you don't overcommit as a team. Perfectly legit. What I want to add is how much value has the team provided? And the reason why I say this, because I look at teams that do business as usual, sustainment stuff, fixer-upper of old legacy code, legacy product. And they spend a lot of time on it, but they don't get the value out of that, right? So here's what I'm proposing. And these are metrics. It's a new one. They're not in any book. This doesn't exist, right? So I'm going to talk about value. Value over time. If you think about it, in theory, you introduce a product, and now it has a life curve, right? A life distribution curve. So when you introduce it, it gets maturity and it comes down. It goes like that, right? The idea is that this distribution curve, this is the value of your product. Like when you initially release it, how much money do you return over time? So you start here, and as it peaks out with people using it, you're up here, right? And this is curve. I have more one color. I think I do. This is project one. Then I'm going to try this green one, see if the green one works. Sometimes the green doesn't work too well. We'll see. And then you do your next project. And that has a curve, right? And then you do your next project. And that has a curve. So what you're really looking at is how much value, does your team produce or contribute to team, right? So now you're dying tracking. Well, I'm doing the same amount of velocity, right? So this translates to here, right? But my team has contributed this much revenue to the company, right? So you're doing some sustainment stuff, things like that. They maintain this to keep it running, right? So what you track is the total contribution past work also to the value that your team has contributed. So now when people say, oh, you capped out in velocity, your team sucks. No, we've been producing this much value for the company over the life distribution of whatever we delivered before and improvements and things like that. So what I would suggest is that not only do you have a velocity metric, but you do a value metric. And one little kicker on this, and maybe I'll talk about this. Nah, I'll talk about it now. Why not? So we got the velocity. So now, okay, how do I track it, Greg? When you create stories, one of the tasks is how are you going to measure value, right? So you need subtasks. I'm going to use my blue one because the blue comes out better. You're going to need subtasks. Subtasks. It says, how do we calculate continued value return? Actually, calculate return on investment or value achieved. Like monthly or whatever rate. So you need a subtask. So everyone talks about going right code. Figure out a subtask. How are we going to measure the value returning to the company? If you're a developer, this is in your best interest to figure this out. Okay. Work with your business analyst, whatever, but create a subtask. It's part of your story. To say, how do we measure our return? Is it the number of users? Is it a survey thing? Is it how much revenue we bring based on this new added feature? We put a new product line. How much is that product line building? We built it back here, right? But it's continuing until the product line gets old, except unless you're in the fashion world and you bring back things every 20 years. I noticed, as in some store the other day, I'm like, this is all from the 70s, you know, all the clothing. So maybe they're trying to recuperate the overlong. But you need a subtask in your system when you build any product that says, how are we going to calculate return on investment? How are we going to calculate value as a metric? And this is the new metric. This is value over time. Right? So this steady state curve, because you can quicker, you got it very efficient. You're automating everything. Everything's top at a high-performing team. Now, how do you measure your team? You measure your team on the amount of wealth you are providing to the company based on previous work, future work, whatever. So now we're measuring wealth to the company. Got it? So that's the metric I'm proposing. But you have to figure out how to measure it. No one's going to tell you how to do it. But as you're working the stories, this is a very valuable subtask to a story, an epic, anything, product, feature, whatever. How do you measure? Maybe you have to make a story to go under an epic or a feature that says, how are we going to measure return or calculate the goodness of what we're doing? And how are you going to bring it? You bring an API, you're going to measure it. What are you going to do to measure that information? So that's what I'm going to share with you today. Just another way of thinking about when you're a high-performing team, because everybody said, velocity is a terrible metric. Yes, it doesn't really help you show you if you're getting any better at some point because you are a high-performing team. Everything's perfect. Your scrum is running great. Maybe you're doing Kanban, whatever. But my challenge is, are you producing wealth through the company? That is your new metric. That's your new level. So we just upped it. But that's a very practical and tactical way of measuring your value contributed team, because as soon as that goes away, they're going to let you go, right? So we need to have a metric after we do velocity, how we are still producing wealth for the company, right? Because they can't see it unless we come up with a way of measuring it. So with that, hope you're having a great day. Tomorrow's Friday, Fortune Cookie Friday. I do have Fortune Cookie since we're back in the office. Please give us a thumbs up if you like the show. And I don't know where the bells went. Kids stole the bells. Ring that bell once, twice, so you get notification when we go live and when we post new material. With that, I want to say happy scrumming, enjoy your day, and take care, everyone. Bye.